call this meeting to order. We are recording the meeting. And we'll do a roll call.
David Knapp here.
Rob Grace here.
Dave Dearborn here.
Brad Allen here.
Kristi Elchinski here. I see there is no public for comment, so we will go on to the approval of the minutes from the July 9th meeting. Any changes or questions or comments on those minutes?
I move they be accepted as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. We'll go on to staff reports with Shelley with the fiscal report.
All right. In our checking and savings, we have $5,335,185. CAIDC paid off their loan, so that's a big chunk of that, the increase from last month. Bob and I are working with the bank because we know we want to move some of this money over to a money market. Just which one? And I've also noticed that when Ben and I went to the bank at the beginning of the year, end of last year, and kind of reorganized the way that our accounts were, it was all great idea. But I'm noticing that there are a couple of accounts where no money is going into them. So I'm having, payroll is one, I'm having to transfer every other month money into our payroll account. The other account, which is a little more alarming, is the operating account. The operating account used to be funded by the rent from Associated Spring and anyone else who was out at that building. But because Associated Spring, 1524, is now a facility, there is no money going into the operating account. So we are looking at some different options so that we can maybe find some way to organize it a little bit better so that, you know, maybe we can have some money pulled every so often from one account into another.
Instead of
having, having to worry about that.
Next week about short-term CDs, because those rates seem to be better. There's a couple things with that. We did a chart of accounts. We printed that out. We're going to be going over that this week to see how we want to.
We're talking about some sweep accounts.
Different sweep accounts. Yeah. But I think the short-term CD interest rates are very attractive. We can't have this money sitting in a bank account. This is
not
crazy.
Right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we know that, crazy. But yeah. We just need to figure something out.
So,
whatever is going to work best for all of us.
You know, okay. I asked them and they delivered. So I got to give them kudos that, you know, that Dave let go of some cash.
Mm-hmm. So this was the loan we made.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
What was the amount of that?
Just under 600.
It was 600,000 for the loan.
Right.
They paid off 540 whatever thousand.
Yeah, that's great. So CIDC is still okay?
Absolutely.
I mean, with their accounts, their bank accounts.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They had plenty.
They should do some more, and we'll go over more of that when we talk about CIADC and relationships and stuff like that.
So, and we've done nothing with their accounts, so I think it's time that, you know, we're going to be doing some rearranging or some organization of their accounts as well.
So we're
working on it. But
just FYI, we have an automatic trigger.
Correct.
When a certain limit
sweeps
it goes.
Yeah.
So you can do it in reverse if it gets under a certain limit.
Yeah.
Feed it.
Yeah. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about, but which account and how much and that kind of thing. So other current assets, $4,572,070, bringing our total assets to $9,906,915. Our fixed assets, $2,189,021. Others, $140,896, bringing our total assets to $12,236,833. Our liabilities, our current liabilities, $103,446. Our equities, $12,133,386, bringing our total liabilities and equity to $12,236,833.
Help a simple Polish girl, accrued compensated absences.
on balance sheet.
You all know what that means?
We got compensated.
Accrued compensated absences.
So
it's just a new term for me.
Yeah. Account 2135.
Yeah, so that would be, let me grab my count sheet.
Okay.
I can tell you exactly where that's at.
Are you familiar with that term?
It's an interesting term.
Prepaid expense.
That's basically what it should be in occurrence to life.
Okay. I've never heard anything called.
That's
exactly.
Part of that.
We have prepaid.
Well, if you're going in there for insurance or anything like that, it should be in there. That could be a prepaid expense.
Oh, could be.
No big deal. Just
something that
it's a pretty large item.
It's a term I've not heard.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And that comes down to the chart of accounts and how that money's going in there. It's not, there's nothing clean about the way, I'm just going to say it, that he set it up.
See the detail on that account, and that'll show you exactly.
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah, just a report on it would be nice.
Yeah, who set it up, Bob?
That was Ben.
Yeah.
Ben.
Oh, Ben.
There's a couple of things that are, that he set up that I'm just not a fan of.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not trying to get
so
into
no.
Accounting practices.
Correct.
No, that's a good question.
I'll go with that during our executive.
Sounds good.
So the next spreadsheet is the P&L by class. And after that, I just did it a little easier to see. So our total income January through July was $673,630. But our sale of goods is $183,303. So our profit is $489,327. Our total expenses, $425,225. So our net income is $76,078. And then last but not least, the loan payment status report. I apologize, when I sent your packet in the mail, I sent you the wrong loan report. This is the actual one. I sent you the loan detail, which is doesn't really tell you a whole lot, but this is the one I should have sent. So if you take a look at it, loan number 1876, Bob discussed this with one of the powers that be for this place, so hopefully we'll get some resolution. They only owe like $2,800 left. They should have paid their loan off already. But they were late, and they don't owe much. So this should be paid off, hopefully, very soon.
New president.
Okay. Yes. And then everybody else is okay.
Any questions for Shelley? Any of the reports? If not, take a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed.
All right, let me put on my maintenance facilities report because playing the role of Dave Ploss today is me. They're all doing some work for me. So I said rather than you guys stop, I'll be your guy. So I'm Dave's assistant today. So we did hear back from Solar Liberty, and they do not want to lease that line array for the solar. So I think as we take a look at this going down here, the worth of that stuff, we run it till it stops producing, but I highly suggest once it gets to that point that we just scrap it. I mean, but fixing those inverters did give us some return. It is working. I would say probably about 60% is what they now are saying. It's better than what it was doing nothing, but I mean, I guess you could go through some programs and say you can update that, but when we looked at it the last time, our expense into it was more than what we ever got in return from it. So until they get better at their game, I don't think that solar is really an issue. One of that size. I mean, if somebody wanted to give us an offer on top of one plastics and that helped us get a roof or whatever, if the RACP doesn't come through, there's a possibility that, you know, we could take a look at that, you know. Right now, that was our one option, that the solar on Buffalo, and they're not interested.
Okay.
We took a look. We have three bids for the parking area, which includes back by the shipping docks. We're taking a look at that. On the dirt back there, we need to address that. That's pretty bad. You go back through there.
And what are we doing with it?
paving it? It's dirt, just like filling in the holes and doing some stuff like that. Right. So, yeah, it'd be probably around $3,000 to fill that back through there. You know, we need to do it before the winter time comes. You know, just to get it done, because that we do for our tenants. That is a thing. Now, hopefully, if with the rock pee, we can eventually turn that into a paved structure, because it needs to be. I mean, that's just kind of crazy that we're dirt. You know, it's
where are you talking about?
Behind One Plastics in the shipping area. So
we have equipment to do that ourselves, don't we?
Well, we had 2-3 years ago, gosh sakes, we brought in gravel, like I don't know, 8 or 9 truckloads, yeah. I think. Yeah, we used our tractor.
And that's pretty much what we're probably going to do. Like, this would be for months to come in. Oh, yeah. It's bad back there. So, you know, it's not a good thing. But it's not on a priority list. We have far more things more important than that right now. But, you know, we at least have a price when we want to take a look at it. I mean, it's not, to me, it's not a huge thing, but it does. Some of those holes need to be
addressed. My concern is that we did it once, and now we're having to
do it again. That's what I'm saying.
How many years ago do you think that was?
It was only like 3-4 years ago. It was one, Rick was gone, and before we had a new executive director.
Yeah, those gravel areas need to be maintained almost every year.
For the amount of trucks that go in and out of there, just to get soft in the springtime, you're just doing time.
We had, I don't know if it was Jackson come in, and we ditched it along the side so it would drain better, so it wouldn't lay right in there.
So.
So anyway, that's on the horizon for us to take a look at. Okay. I mean, I kind of would like to see what goes on with this RAPI before we go out and spend money on something, maybe get the guys just to fill in what we can do if it's bad. Sprinkler mains replaced at 1524, so those are done. There wasn't a lot of damage in the plaster area from some of that stuff where we had some faulty sprinklers, so that was a good sign. So those repairs, so not a lot of damage, so that's a good thing. Like we were saying before, NTEC is living up their end of the bargain for that, and like I said, we'll talk about you know, what we've done for them. In the meantime, we did get a couple prices for the, because the gutters at 1524, they've got a price of $50,000 for steel. I said, well, when are we ever going to go through, just do aluminum, just the last 25 years, and the downspouts are aluminum anyway, so you're not really creating anything that's not, so that would take it between probably 10 and 12. You know, why do we need to spend $50,000 in 30 years? We could, you know, still get do that. We could. How many times could we do that?
Well, yeah, is ice the problem? I mean, that's the difference.
Are they rusting out?
There's some spots where they're bad. I mean, they need replaced. There's no question about that. But going to the ice problem, there are aluminum downspouts going into there anyway. So you're really not, by having steel gutters, you're really not solving
the problem. And that's what's there now is steel. Yeah.
Well, there's more strength, though, I mean, if you've got ice problems, right?
There isn't a huge problem with ice. That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, that's why I don't think we should invest $50,000 into it. I mean, to have the crew go in there and spend 50 when we can spend 12 or 10, whatever the case may be, and do it 3 times and still not spend that. So, you know, it's something to take a look at, but I think we shouldn't be
spending
$50,000 for that. Okay. There's really not a problem. So, the AC units and mechanics are about 8 weeks out. That's part of our grant funding that we still have to spend on that. So that should be a good deal when that's done. I mean,
good timing for air conditioning.
What are you laughing about?
He saw his invoice.
Brad did steal a Pepsi the other day, and we had to invoice him for that. Like, what are you two doing? It's like being a teacher.
Oh, I've been watching him.
all of the common areas and big warehousing are now LED for lighting, so we should see a substantial change, savings for One Plastics. So that's going to be a good thing. I did have them order some for the Great Lakes side in the back, and that should be it. Nice. So we should see a good chunk of savings for electric, so for what we're paying to put them in there.
Did we use our people to do
yep.
that?
Yep, John did them.
John does a good job.
Yep, so, you know, probably about 50%, Dave and I are thinking, what we're going to see. Yeah.
Really?
Especially, yeah. Well, you figure that one common area that's the biggest, that the lights are always on.
Yeah, no question about that.
They always have to be on in there. Wow. So, you know, you're talking, that's a good chunk of money. For our tenants also, you know, but yeah, more importantly us.
Yeah.
You know, and it might make it easy for us when we convert all this to cam charges, which that's what we're going to do. There's going to be no more of this. Shelly's sifting through 43 different meters.
Yeah.
Take that, it's going to be a cam charge, and away we go. So that you know, is how I arranged it with the new tenant, the cam charge. Okay. So we're going to slowly convert these people over to cam.
How it is everywhere else?
Rewriting our lease?
Yes, I think when we do the new leases, rather than do, you know, the Shelley's favorite, the MOIs, I think I will establish a new lease at that time for our tenants coming up, the ones coming up this year. It'll just be a better savings. We figure right now that building out there is about 94 cents for cam, didn't we? Did I say that? When I figured it all out. So.
94 cents a square foot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now that doesn't cover anything that's special that they want. They still have to pay for that entirely. So just the true common stuff. You know. I think Enterprise Place is low for our altar, doesn't it? I think they're like 84 cents.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're not. We should be, like I told Shelley, we should be making money on anything we charge square foot. It shouldn't be just an in and an out like we're doing now. We should say, this is where we have to be in case something goes sideways, that we're always on top of it. So cam is the best way to do that.
Yep.
So, you know, that's how I'm going to be proceeding. You know, just going forward for all these facilities that are going to be cam charges. So, yeah, so the maintenance, they're just clicking away. They're doing a job for me today. So that will be good. Whole home, so I will put my Sioux hat on. I'm going to give you some photos. So, take, pass these down. This is a completed project. All right. This is one of the steps on the skirt. On the outside is the one step. We replaced two doors. That is out there. Here's the larger porch. So you can see those. Pass those down. So you can see, this is $11,000 improvement. We did three doors, a Bilcore door that we don't show, the one door you're seeing on there. Here's what we replaced on the inside door. So this is probably one of the most difficult like projects because they never were happy. But Dave actually tipped the scale for us when he backed into this person's car in our parking lot here while I was doing the dispute. So they're happier than heck. Great work by had City Code out there. They said this is just fabulous.
Who's our contractor?
This is Tom Weary out of Waterford.
Oh, nice.
Some good stuff just based on what we're seeing, what they had, and how this money's being spent. So,
is this a house in Waterford? Or
this is in Corey. This is on Shady Avenue.
This is any improvement to me is money you was know, spent. In
so, we are now hit a milestone because we topped the 60 viable homes. That doesn't mean applications. These are 60 qualified homes, with 30 of those being in the Corey area. Pretty good stuff. Now we need to get the contractors to work, like I said, as quick as we are. We're hoping the roof stuff is starting to slow down. The supply chain has kind of hurt us a little bit because getting doors and siding and all that stuff, waiting for this. But we expect a boom of like the big projects to hit between now and our next meeting, which is good. I just sent out four more bids yesterday too.
Okay.
So the bids keep going out. So, you know, it's just a matter of, and we're not, we actually sent our first rebids out, and they came back with actual bids. So we have no homes that we've put out for bids that don't have, you know, somebody awarded to. Which I, you know, doing that. So that is good. So going on to that, I had a meeting last week with the Department of Planning, with Jessica Rand and Abby up in Erie. We are now, and we'll talk more about this in executive session, why and how we're going to do this, are now going to be awarded for our zone, Act 137. which is interior improvements up to $24,999. And they can be used for exterior too if we run out of money in the one. We will be receiving a minimum of $300,000 a year for that program, and we get $3,500 for administration expense on that. So we got $300 on that, and they did award me the EOOH, all of that money of $750,000. But for the zone, not all for Corey, but that is up to $75,000 in repairs. So how does that work for us? So say the land bank comes in and say, hey, this is really cool architecture. Instead of tearing this down, nobody would want to go in and fix it, right? Because we don't have the stack. But if we can give them this grant money to fix it, we have these nice houses that we took, as long as that house doesn't exceed the value of the neighborhood. But a lot of these things, like what you're seeing in Corey and in Union City, where you have this really nice house and it's in a decent neighborhood, but it's all backed out, so it should never exceed that. But that, granted, that's probably a year, so we're going to be able to do 10 of those max. But that gives us another, and that is up to $5,000 in administration. All those last two programs have lien on them, so you can't just go in and just get the repair done and just sell it. You have there's a lien on those, so there's a little bit extra work, paperwork wise. We are set up for that. We just need that.
Like a five-year look back at the
sell.
Yes,
selling,
correct.
So what's
back
the lien for?
The lien is for, like, for these programs, for Act 137 has, because of the way the state runs it, they don't want you to have somebody awarded that and then going out and selling.
But is it a payback, or is it just sell it during that?
It's a look back. If you sell it within 5 years, you probably have to pay it back.
It has a scale that says this is what you have to pay.
So
how much
you have it for 5 years and you don't know anything.
You don't know anything. You know, so typically, you know, with what we have, but I just think it's a great thing because we're continuing to build on that stack, and for them to have me up there and say, hey, Erie can't handle this, you guys are doing it, you know, what more can you do?
As we drove around and looked at the neighborhoods,
yeah,
I mean, it's just not about taking houses down. I mean, it's about improving what is still, you know.
So we are full-fledged into the housing game, everyone.
Yeah,
and this is what we need to be, which is, this is a great thing, because we've never, ever been considered for Act 137 money. And that is never going away. So how does that work? And here's the beauty of that, is that Aaron from Erie City has agreed upon it. So we also agreed to, of 2024 money for next year, Jessica's going to take $100,000 of that and do a comprehensive housing study for us in Corey, which, and in the county, that says how disproportionate that we have all the Section 8 housing down here. So this is a huge study and a huge win for us on this, because she agrees that at some point the housing, which I'm on the board and Buzz is on the board, needs to step up and correct these mistakes.
Make it more easy.
So having this study where it shows where we have all this down here and nobody else has here, it's going to facilitate builds for the housing to get these people in different locations to even out the playing field. This is a big win for us, for her to undertake this. So that's a big win. More than the money she just gave us, because for once people are going to know just how bad and how crazy it is that we have 22 of the Section 8, and then we have X amount of the USDA. This will take all assisted housing, put it in a stack, expand on that brief housing study with how many apartments we have, how we can address the apartment issue, you know, with Swire and all these things. So this is going to be a big thing for us to have a feather in our cap. And, you know, they pretty much can't go to us and say, yeah, you're wrong, you don't have that much. But if we're going into the housing game to fix it, this is a big win for us. But it's $100,000 that I took out of that. So I was going to get $450,000, I'm going to get $350,000 next year. But I thought it was important for us to take that and put that in.
Is the EOOH renewable?
Yes. Awesome. So all the, we want to have, our envision of this, and we still are mapping this out, is like, to have, we're going to use these things where we can use them most effective. So, and it's going to create where we're going to have a housing team. Like it's myself, Abby, Jessica, and Aaron Snippet. from Erie, we'll go and we'll say, okay, this is, we have X amount of this to use this year. Erie can never use that funding because they get different money from the state, so this only applies to us. We will never lose that. Now, it could come to a time if we get to a point where we would lend him, we would maybe facilitate, but it's done geographically, so where they're at, nobody's going to qualify, but who will qualify for all this is Wayne and Concord are probably not going to get into this. That'll give us an opportunity to fix those. Because that's, even though it's the outside of Corey, it's still within us. So this is opening up a bunch of different avenues. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, the county's doing the study, right?
Yep.
It's the county.
The county's doing it, yep. We just had to vote and give her the money to do it. And I thought it was the best money I could spend. Because
where's the money coming from?
It's coming from the Act 137 chain.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, and like I said, there, I can't say more about what Jessica has done up there with her team, with Abby. We're constantly going after new money, too.
Nice.
So we have like 3 or 4 other grants out. So this is not going away. So,
well,
it's good stuff.
Isn't the fear, though, Bob, if we don't use it, we'll lose it?
We lose it, absolutely, 100%.
And so,
yep.
You said the biggest holdup on this is the contractors.
Correct.
I initially was going to ask who's out marketing it, but that's not a problem. We've got 60 waiting in.
But that goes hand in hand, what I'll tell you in executive.
Yeah.
There is a way to increase that time speed.
Yeah.
Because you have to keep the thumb on them. So. But as a whole, I'm happy with it. I know, you know, we'll talk in executive about, you know, Sue has had some family stuff, so it's, Chili's picked up quite a bit of the slack on that, and we just kind of share it. I mean, but it, you know, we're at a point where we're going to get crazy
in
a little bit, so it's good. Good crazy. But I have a solution.
We've still been giving out at least 5 new applications a week as well.
We're almost catching up to Erie, but we have 60 viable,
and
they have 78 viable. So when I started here, we had 5 viable.
Yeah. And so, the homeowner, the ones who pick the contractor and contact the contractor. And
We do it all. It goes with what's called an intake.
To keep it clean.
It goes
yeah.
intake interview, where I bring the homeowner. I said, "Congratulations, you win. Do you agree with the scope that we have before you of what your house has to be done?" From that point, once they sign that paperwork, they have 3 days to say yay or nay. Then, when they say yay, then I have a bid packet that they agree upon their scope that goes out to the contractor, and then it goes out for bids. Then the bids come in, and we sift through the bids to make sure they fit the scope, do all that stuff, and then we bring them back and say, "Congratulations, this is Contractor Joe, and he is now your contractor. You work with them 100%. Now we have to get in and do a, you know, mediate, but you must, all we do is pay it. But you have to be happy and they have to give you quality work." So there's a lot of that extra work that goes with that. In the contractors, if you had it dedicated in a different way, like I said, we'll go over that I think we can speed up that process, because we're going to need to, because we're getting viable contract, you know. Yeah, you got to look at it this way. If we have sales and we're not, it's like for every one of those viables, $3,000 to us every month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I look at it. It's my revenue stream, just like, you know, and that quite possibly, they told me we're going to be opening that up to tier 2 pretty soon. So
at the intake meeting too, Brad, they can ask for somebody, a contractor, to be considered, or they can ask for a contractor not to be considered because for whatever reason.
If it's low, we can't promise them that.
Right.
If it's within that,
everything has to be transparent.
But, correct.
We can go to the contractor and say, "Listen, they really don't want you to do the work. You won the bid." And they can say, "Well, we're going to do the work. Okay, it's done." Then we just have a little bit more. Like I said, we've only had one dispute as far as, like, I had to bring them in here. I just got them all happy. We're going on to go over there to talk about the changes. And that's when Dave ran into the car. And that changed everything, because now they were worried about the car. That's, we got that fixed. Yeah. So anyway, so that's where that is. It is a five-step phase.
Okay.
Like yesterday I was over there with Phil Conklin. He was doing the inspections about code work. And then he signs off, I sign off, contractor, homeowner signs off, and they get paid. And that's like yesterday. So we're
done my paperwork. It's already been sent for reimbursement. Yeah.
So then they have to get pictures, and then they have to do this. And then, you know, so then they have it on there, and then we go again and start. So this, you know, the program's not gone away. The funding stacks might be different, but I don't see it going away anytime soon. There's huge investment from the state, the county.
Is the admin fee we're getting from that covering our costs so far?
Based on what we have, when I looked at the time of stuff, I would say, yes.
Not yet. I don't think it is.
But you have to get over a certain term, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Can we cover all the costs we have now with just
as
two
long
things?
As long as it's close.
No.
So sometimes
but if we have 30 of those in there,
yeah.
Yes, then we start making money on that and apply it. So that way. I say 30 is my sweet spot.
Yeah.
That would every year we did 30 a year with one program.
Yeah.
Now that we have two other programs, we still can.
Yeah.
We should be able to do more than that.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is good.
Good.
Yeah. So that's the for whole homes. We'll go to the shady director guy. Let me grab my stuff here. Talked about the whole homes and I threw in the EOH grant and all that stuff because it applied to all that. But we continue our county investment as far as, you know, trying to band and get together with them and opportunities. So we've actually toured a couple shops with the county execs economic team. And it actually turned into helping a local company. We've talked about the company. Won't say them out loud, but investing $10 million back into here. We have a meeting tomorrow where PennDOT's going to have an easement on that and allow them to construct, because back when you were there, they didn't go by yours. You were 50 feet and they went by 60, and thank goodness you had some stuff on there, which tomorrow they're going to sign off on that, and the first $1 million phase happens, and then we can talk about that.
It's a great investment.
Another 30,000 square foot because of this. So, that, you know, that's coalitions between the city. Phil did a fantastic job, and the mayor, county executives, economic team, the guys from PennDOT. All those guys were great at, like, saying, hey, how can we help this company? So even though we don't have a financial investment of this, we still helped a $10 million investment in the quarry. Now, will we get some funding from this with some equipment? Yeah, I think they're going to throw some stuff that way for helping them out. But that's the stuff of building these relationships. I also got placed on the Northwest Economic Development CEDS committee for the steering committee for economic development in all the counties. So I had my first meeting last week, which is good stuff. And there's 9 different counties and all economic development leaders. I know Tina's one of the board people on this, you know, because as a board of directors, so that was great that I think she probably hasn't told me that she did, but I'm pretty good feeling she recommended me being on it. So so that is a good thing. I can see some great stuff with that, because they coordinate all these loans and inter-county loans and, you know, some stuff going that way. So there's some big stuff down the pipe on that. So that was good. I've taken 10 hours of my CDFA classes. I had my first, I've had 10 hours, so we had 2 days, 5 hours each. First was on economic finance, and a lot of good stuff from bonding to TIF areas and stuff of that nature. So stuff we've never used here before that I think, boy, we're gonna start using some of this stuff.
Yeah.
I do have my classes tomorrow are on housing financing. So as soon as I get my 60 hours in, I take my test and I'm accredited with CDFA for loaning. My plan is by the end of the year,
It might go into January because they only offer so many classes. So I have another two in September, and I'm hoping they have a couple more.
Is this all online?
It's all online, yep. Yep, so you sit in here and I watch TV and I have to answer stuff as we go, so it's not like I can just have it, but they have packets, so if anybody would like that, I printed them all, I have them all stored. One of the greatest things that they told me in there, and Shelley, don't chuckle, is I was in there and we're, they had, the lady from Georgia was presenting these two things. And one was on investing into your communities, you know, through our loans, and, you know, not only business, but retail. In this particular agency, they find with, they do letters of like guarantee for small business money down instead of lending them the money. So if they do $10, $30,000 guarantees and it amounts to them, like a local bank, loaning $3 million into our ecosystem, it's a win for them. Usually the, you know, it goes away after 3 years for the guarantees. So we're really not taking any of our capital stack. We're pretty much getting behind the local businessmen and doing that. So it's a genius thing. I have a meeting with her next week to say, how does this work and how do we do it here if that's a possibility? Do we say we're gonna do it? No. But also the microloan program is huge, and once we'll go about that, I have some handouts for you on that. We're close on that. But this is what they said to me, and I thought it was quite funny, but it was serious. They said, if your loan board and your board isn't comfortable with losing the sweet spot of 8 to 10% loans, run as fast as you can, because
you're not getting enough money.
We're not getting enough money off the door. So that was a big thing for them, saying, hey, we have to be a little bit, we still have to be cautious, but we have to change how we're gonna invest into our communities. And I think it's really good. And I got a great letter from FMB on this town and country, which we're gonna move that down the line because we're not there yet.
Okay.
And either is FMB, because we've both worked on this, but this is from the—
We're agreeing that position though,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, oh yeah, this is from Alan Kraske from Vice President of Retail Management. And we got a lot of time into this, but we knew it was going to be a lot of time because it was a new program for both of us. But I thought this was encouraging for them to say, and I have a meeting with Northwest next week about the same type of program. But I think for the local banks to really want to partner with us, it's a good thing. Now, I know this is a smaller type of one, and great feedback from the loan board. Had this is what I've gotten back so far, and that's why we're going to kick this down. It's like, one said that, no, I just don't have enough information, so no. Another said, no, that's too short-sighted. We need to get together and discuss this, and this is why it's good. And the other one said, I agree with both of them. So we need to, this is good. This is going to start opening up the dialogue of how we do a small loan type of scenario. We want to go retail and help these small businesses out.
Which means that we have to change parameters so then the board goes by the parameters.
Correct. And that's what Scott Fogel said, had the greatest statement of the whole thing. So, which we still need to—
That's their job, to remind what we said.
Yeah, we need to fill his spot. I mean, but he's willing to stay with us. And I actually kind of advise us till we do that.
Okay.
So, but I know I asked you guys to come up with a couple names. So if you have anybody and can talk to, that'd be great. But I would like to see somebody from the small business end, but Shelley and I both said, who is that? We couldn't come up with a name that was really sound and like was really could assist us on that end. But this opened up a great dialogue on this lending possibilities and how we lend money. But it's a different look. I mean, you know, but a lot of this stuff is measured out from, you know, going with you know, we have the like a TIF zone with Lerna, which is pretty much the same, but they're different. But the bond aspect is where we need to look at some of these big projects. And the city needs to be a little bit behind that in some aspects with that. A lot of good stuff on that. I'm happy with that. Met with Erie County Land Bank with Kristen Mahaney for 2 hours about how we can partner.
Okay.
That was a great meeting. And we also had, CIDC continued to close that gap. I actually showed their Eagle Street at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. on a Monday, which was the earliest I think I've ever shown a property. But it's a distribution truck. They wanted to see if they could pull into the thing, and that's the only time they could be there. So
truck happened to be here.
It fit. I did secure CIDC's helping Cory Manufacturing for 9 months with some space over there to store some stuff. So I secured some lease on that. The fire department's going to use the one end still. So, and then I showed it a couple more times. So there's some stuff out there, and I think that's really helping. With CIDC, Dave and Brad have made Chuck come to me on everything, which they facilitated a once a month meeting with me and Chuck on the phone with Angela. So we're closing.
And so is Eagle Street still a possibility for FXI?
It could be darn good possibility.
He didn't get back to you yet.
No, I've had some stuff. I said there could be some short term stuff there, yeah. But I have 30,000 that he could use.
Is that all storage?
Yeah, all storage is all of this.
Yeah, 30,000 where?
I have 30,000 at Plastic. Plastic. Yeah.
Okay.
You
know,
with Mike over there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. He's But yeah, so we should be able to fill that up. Yeah. I kind of like to fill our stuff up first.
Yeah, sure.
And
sure.
Get some loan money on there.
Yeah.
So a lot of good stuff. You know, we're having some standstill on some stuff. That's to be warned. That means we're trying.
We should start doing something.
So probably should go into the microloan real quick. So we're gonna the loan board member. So if you still have anybody on that, let me know.
And what's it, once a month, once a quarter?
It's whenever I need them. So hopefully a lot.
A quarter?
As needed, yeah.
Well, I'm good. Microloans aren't going to go through that.
No.
No, that's, well, they could. A bigger one could. Over 25 could.
Over 25. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, under 25 is me, but I do have a packet here for you on that. We'll mention that real quick, and then we'll go into exactly. This is an application that I got help from Ethan, pretty much. Took their, there's, so you have one of these, you'll need that. On the back side, you'll need this. There's an Excel worksheet that they have to fill out, both personal and business financing, which I want to get this online as soon as we have it on there. So they'll go down through and they'll fill this out. They'll fill out my application. This is exactly how Erie, what they use for theirs.
Perimeters of this, what's up to microloan is up to 50, but you can
up to 25 for what I want to do. Or 24.99.
Okay.
I want to keep it underneath that. I want to try to keep these in that emergency need type of things. What we need to figure out, though, I want to get your guys' input on rates, where we should be for a baseline.
In term.
You know, should we go 3? Should we go 5? You know, I think we try to do 1 and 3, but if there's a case where somebody had a loan with us and we wanted to stretch some stuff out.
Some businesses, 25 would need to go 5 years. So
yeah.
If you're going to help them,
don't hinder them. So you know, that type of stuff, but we do have some interest in that. I think I'd like to get this all online. I think it's great how Erie has it on there.
These will be $50. $24,999 and below.
Correct. That I can approve in-house. But they have to pass a credit check. They have to fill all this out. We have to be comfortable with the finances. You know, as we go down the roll, it says again, you know, with a direct loan person in here, there'd be a thing where we'd have a.
So we need to do that, but the rate has to be high enough to, because we're still going to have closing costs and expenses.
Correct.
Here.
Well, they would still, I think you would still keep the blanketed closing cost of $750 that we have in everything.
Would you wrap that into their loan?
Just wrap it into their loan is what I would do. That'd be the only difference in a microloan because they're strapped with cash.
But I still think the interest rate probably is more than a bigger.
You know, right now you're looking going up the food chain. You can have a bank right now that's going to tell these people it's 20%. You know, we're not here to compete with the bank, but we're not here to keep these people from not staying in business. We got to help them out.
That's right.
So. I think that's where we need to be. I think I put on there a little bit, what did I have in the end for starting?
7.5%.
Yeah.
What's the 750 go for? Our expenses?
It's for the all the closing costs to go to Paul and do all the stuff.
Okay.
Because it gets filed in case they default.
Yes. Yeah, you still would have to do all that.
Even for a $5,000 loan.
I would. First make it official.
Yeah. They have cost on all of it. I mean do we waive it if it's over 25 and they pay it back, do we waive it 50? Or if 50 is the cost of doing business? That's just for me to do a credit check. I'm just doing my cost on
$50?
Yeah.
I think they need to make some kind of a financial commitment rather than just throwing stuff out.
Yeah, that's what Yuri does. Before they even look at it, they have to have $50. They won't even look at it. So
that would be the application fee.
Yep. Yep.
Submit that one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we tie our rate into prime, whether it be prime minus or prime plus?
Yes.
And then you don't have 3 years from now if we
have you don't have to do the stuff. Adjustment. You know. So prime, so do we do it at like do we go under prime or do we just do prime?
What's prime right now?
Prime now is like 8.25.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is what that's why we put that on the bottom there. Do you do prime or do you do less than prime?
I think prime's fair. It's just
you want to provide the help. You want to have the shortest term possible.
Yeah.
And with the $25,000 note, even if you did 5 years, your payment's still going to be under
$900
month. I beg your pardon. $500 if you want 36 months, you're going to be just shy of $1,000.
Yeah, it's like nine something.
Do you incentivize for a shorter term?
Yes.
Prime for prime for 5 and prime minus 0.5 for 48 months.
And then a 1 year should be X because they're
so you just might do a point or a point and a half reduction for a shorter
do that.
And that may work because there may be some small businesses that just need a bridge. They just need to pay back in 6 months.
Talking with Ethan, up in Erie, that's pretty much a lot of their stuff is just that small help me loans. And you guys have done quite well with that, haven't you, up there with those microloans?
I don't know.
You probably don't see them because they okay them all there, but I think it gives us an avenue, but if you want me to do that, I can figure out 5, 3, and 1 and do off prime. That's fine. But if that's good with you guys there like that, I mean, like I said, I'd like to get it all online so they can just submit it and just get the stuff.
Is everybody on board with microloans?
Yeah.
With these type of things here, they would just go right on there and just fill it right out in Excel, and then I'd do the credit check if things go down through. There's been some talk about credit score, though, too. I mean, does that dictate prime and risk?
I think it's relative for sure.
So that's the other question I have with that.
I'm going to believe in you to run this program the way it should be ran myself, because the proof's in the pudding. If in a year.
Yeah, it doesn't work, right?
Yeah, then I'm going to say, Bob, what the hell did you do?
So that with that, so I'll proceed on that. We're not going to do the loan discussion. We talked about Act 137, so I'd like to go into...
Are you going to come back to us with a whole...
Yeah, I'm going to...
And then we vote?
Yeah, yep. Okay. I'm going to email to you.
Okay.
Like on a rate structure.
Okay.
I'd like to work on that. Great, I'll do it by the end of the week.
Thank you.
And then you guys can just sit here and on the prime plus. I think it opens up a big avenue. I'm hearing a lot that, I wish the RDA would help small business. Well, guess what? We're going to. So our first mission is to go to the downtown business in the meeting and go to the chamber meeting and say, hey, we're open for business. And that was part of the class of what Georgia does down there. Is they have a strong chamber, so that actually likes business.
That's great.
I think you're out there using prime and maybe your lower time period prime minus 1 and put a floor of 3.5% or something like that. It was 3.5 in 2022.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. All right. So I'd like to go in executive for personnel, all three trifectas, property, personnel, and loan.